Luis Sekula's Journey with Bert Ogden Auto Group. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. Luis Sekula's dedication to her role as a title clerk at Bert Ogden Auto Group proves her firm commitment and appreciation for the company's founders, Bert and Dorothy Ogden, and the current principals, Robert and Janet Ogden Vacker. With an impressive career spanning 42 years, Louise has witnessed firsthand the company's evolution and its leadership's enduring legacy. Louise's journey with Bert Ogden Auto Group, which began in 1982 at the Edinburgh Mazda location on Highway 281, is a shining example of adaptability and resilience. Over the years, she has navigated numerous industry changes, always embracing the new. Her words, "Every day brings something new, so it's a constant learning experience," underline the dynamic nature of her work and inspire us all. Working closely with the Ogdens, Louise developed a profound respect and fondness for their leadership. Dorothy Ogden, in particular, left an indelible mark on her. "She was an incredible woman," Louise reminisced with a smile. "She was hardworking and always approached her tasks with a smile. She was always there to lend a hand and offer guidance. Sometimes she would chat with us about work and life. She was a truly kind soul." Louise's deep connection to the company's founders is an authentication of the values they instilled in the company and the people working for it. Though not as directly involved in her daily tasks, Bert Ogden also made a significant impact. "He was a very hard-working man who liked everything done professionally. He expected the same from us," Louise remembered. She shared an anecdote about when Bert asked her to perform a task outside her usual duties. When she hesitated, he firmly reminded her that everybody's job is everybody's job. This principle of cross-training has stuck with her throughout her career. Louise's roots are in McCook, Texas, a small town where her parents, Tom and Julia Sekula, settled after migrating from San Antonio. Raised on a farm, Louise was immersed in a hard work and self-reliant lifestyle. She fondly recalled, "We were a healthy bunch because we ate the food we grew." Seeking new opportunities and aiming to alleviate her father's burden due to her mother's illness, Louise and her sister Dorothy moved to Edinburgh. Louise came from a large family, with five brothers, Melvin, Tommy, Frank, Daniel, and Joe, and six sisters, Rose, Jerry, Caroline, Gladys, and Dorothy. In Edinburgh, Louise found her calling at the Hidalgo County Courthouse, where she worked as a title clerk for 10 years before transitioning to Bert Ogden Auto Group. A friend, Cindy Dromgoole, recommended the company, and she has been a valued team member ever since. Her sister Dorothy went to work at Pan American College. Louise's remarkable tenure with the Bert Ogden Auto Group demonstrates her dedication and appreciation for the founders, Bert and Dorothy Ogden, and the current principals, Robert and Janet Ogden Vacker. With a career of over four decades, Louise's story is one of loyalty, respect, and a firm commitment to excellence. She began her career in a role that laid the foundation for her future success. At the courthouse, she was a title clerk, handling the issuance of license plates and alcohol permits, among other responsibilities. This experience proved invaluable when she transitioned to the Bert Ogden Auto Group in 1982. The company's former controller, Rupert Cantu, recognized her expertise immediately and offered her the position without needing an interview. "I know you know your stuff," he said, evidence of her reputation and proficiency. Throughout her career, Louise had the privilege of working closely with Mrs. Dorothy Ogden. Reflecting on those years, she recalls Mrs. Ogden's elegance, kindness, and continuous support. "She was a beautiful lady who always dressed really nice. She was always very kind to people and always knew what to do. She was very helpful to us," Louise reminisces. Mrs. Ogden's compassion and leadership impacted Louise, shaping her work ethic and approach to her job. Mr. Bert Ogden also played a significant role in Louise's journey. Known for his kindness and generosity towards his employees, he fostered a supportive and motivating work environment. "He cared about people. As long as you worked hard, that mattered to him," Louise recalls. This culture of appreciation and recognition created a strong sense of loyalty and dedication among the staff, including Louise. Louise's dedication to the Bert Ogden Auto Group is evident in her reflections on her long tenure with the company. "I love what I do. I love the people I work with. We get along very well," she shares. Her natural courtesy and positive attitude have been integral to her long-term success and satisfaction in her role. Tragically, Louise's personal life has seen its share of heartache. She lost her only child, Tiffany Crystal, shortly after birth due to complications. Despite this profound loss, Louise has remained resilient, finding solace in her faith and work. "Now that I've become a born-again Christian, I read a lot of Christian books and similar material," she says, highlighting how her faith has become an important part of her life. Louise also cherishes her family roots and memories of her father's ranch, Sakula Farms, in McCook. Although visits have become less frequent due to security concerns, she fondly remembers the simpler times when doors were left unlocked and a sense of safety prevailed. In her free time, Louise enjoys reading romance novels and Christian literature. Though she has had to give up baking due to health issues, she fondly recalls sharing her homemade treats with her colleagues. As Louise reflects on her career, she expresses deep gratitude to Robert and Janet Vacker. "I appreciate everything they've done and the people they are," she says. "Their leadership and support have allowed her to thrive and find fulfillment in her work." Louise Sakula's journey with the Burdock Donato Group is a remarkable story of dedication, resilience, and gratitude. Her appreciation for the founders and current principals, coupled with her solid commitment to her work, exemplifies the values and spirit of the Burdock Donato Group. Her story is not just a reflection of her dedication but also a tribute to the supportive and nurturing environment fostered by the Burdock Donato Group family. Roberto Hugo Gonzalez is the 2009 SBA Journalist of the Year Award winner and the recipient of the Paul Harris Award in both 2009 and 2012. He currently publishes Texas Border Business and Mega Doctor News. His past publications include McAllen City Magazine, Texas Border Digest, CBS Chronicle, Healthcare Services Guide, Winter Texan Tour Guide, and Mega Metropolis.